Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information and recipes, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Free.
Welcome to the Gorgeous Kitchen. So today we're doing a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe. And what we're doing is, it's an alternative to Christmas cake. Because I don't know about you, but I find it a little bit heavy, a little bit floury, a little bit, you know, just a bit too heavy. And this one is fantastic because it's a gluten-free recipe, tiny bit more healthy, and should be easy peasy.
I don't mind the heaviness of Christmas pudding because by that point, really, who cares? You know what I mean? I'm already drowning in calories.
Okay, well, we're going to... Well, this is...
Nice.
I tell you, this is only 327 calories a slice, which isn't bad for a...
Great,
for a
I get to have eight slices.
Now, what's hilarious about mincemeat, clementine and almond cake is it serves 20.
Like I said, one for me, one for you.
Yeah, so we have 10 slices each. Okay, so this is a deliciously moist and fruity alternative to the traditional Christmas cake, served with tea or warm as a pudding with vanilla ice cream. Note, being made with polenta and ground almonds, this cake is suitable for those avoiding gluten. However, celiacs or those with severe gluten allergies should double check the polenta packaging to ensure it's prepared in a gluten-free environment. Thank
Excellent.
God for that.
Yep.
We should check on our packet in a minute. Hands-on time, 30 minutes. Total time, 140 plus cooling. Get ahead. We like get ahead. It means you can do things the day before.
Exactly. The cake... Or I can tell you to do them and then show up.
Well, this is a cake that's already made. The cake keeps well stored in airtight container for up to 3 days. But it also can be frozen for up to a month.
Excellent.
So that's brilliant. You could literally make it in November, put it in the freezer and bring it out on Christmas Eve. We like that. We like that. Now I'm going to go through ingredients.
Excellent.
150g of sultanas. 4 tablespoons of brandy.
For you.
I had to buy it. I had to buy the bottle. 250g of very soft unsalted butter, plus extra for greasing, 175 of caster sugar, 5 to 6 clementines, depending on their size, 200g of ground almonds, 100g of light brown sugar, 4 large eggs, 200g of gluten-free mincemeat, which I found.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's glutinous in mincemeat, generally?
I don't know. But I tell you what, there is...
But they took it out.
There is animal
version.
Fat in it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, but that's not gluten-free.
No, but it isn't.
I mean...
Well, we'll find out. We'll look at the back.
We'll find out.
2 teaspoons of gluten-free baking powder. Got hold of that as well. 200g of polenta and a few gratings of whole nutmeg. I bought that
Yum.
As well. So number one... We've already done this.
Yes.
We put the sultanas in a small bowl and added the brandy. We stirred together and set aside. And I had to have a quick
I know,
swig.
You had a quick nip of the brandy.
Yeah, nip. For medicinal reasons. Okay, so then you have been lightly greasing and the line and basin size of a 27 square tin. Well, you couldn't find a square tin.
I've got a round one.
We're doing it
has
in the round.
The removable tin.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is it's basically
a
clementine upside down cake. You know, like a pineapple upside
yes,
down
I
cake?
Do know.
Yeah. So, so that the bottom will be the top. So it's very convenient to have a removable bottom.
So what have you done already then?
I have already. Well, read the next steps and I can
and
say,
can tell me
teacher,
a...
teacher, okay. I did it.
Did you lightly, I'm just checking, did you lightly grease and line the base and sides of a 27?
I did.
Only a round one though, so no marks, okay? Did you, in another small bowl, mash together 50g of butter with 50g of caster sugar using the back of a spoon? Did you?
Yes. And I spread it evenly inside
Hang on,
the tin.
Because that's the next thing.
Yeah.
I'm
How many
just
points
checking.
Do I get?
One.
Yes. Per.
Yeah, okay.
Per butter and per sugar. That's 2 points.
Now, leaving the... This is interesting. Leaving the clementines unpeeled, use a sharp serrated knife to slice all but 2 of them into rounds, discarding the end slices. You'll need 50 to 20 rounds altogether, depending on the size of clementines. Arrange the rounds on top of the sugary butter, overlapping them slightly so there aren't any gaps. random rather than lines.
Yeah, because that will be the top, and so it'll be like glazed.
Oh, this is genius. Finally, grate the zest of the remaining two clementines and squeeze the juice and set aside. So here we are chopping them. This is fun. Like slicing them, yeah? And how many did we need again?
It said...
Yeah, 5 to 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a bag of them, yeah. They're beautiful, aren't they? They look so much better with the skin on. They're really glistening and juicy.
They smell delicious.
So, shall I go and get the round tin, which you lost points for? I'll go and get it. Okay. And then we're going to randomly place them.
Well, no, I didn't lose points. I don't get negative points.
Yeah, you do.
We still have a tin.
All
do
right.
We not?
Okay, I'll let you all. Okay, I'm throwing them in a sort of...
Willy-nilly.
Artistic...
Well, it's nice because it's rounds in a round tin, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, but we're not doing what they say. Yeah,
we're
she's
going
cutting
off piece.
That. We are. So tell me about your stories about Christmas cake. Do you have any? I have one. I won one last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
From where?
Some raffle I went to in sort of October, and it was really good because it was homemade. And then they said. And then there was a little instruction on a post-it note saying, keep adding brandy for the next 2 months.
Oh,
so I bought a big bottle of brandy. So it was 1 spoonful of brandy for the cake and 1 for the cook. And I can't tell you how delicious it was. When you cut it...
I'm sure you can't tell me because you don't remember. It doesn't. You do not surprise me there, young lady.
But gosh, it was really delicious. Really delicious. But today, the brandy I bought in Sainsbury's, it was only £7 because it's like in a quarter bottle. Mm. It's VSOP, French brandy. And it's in a plastic bottle.
I know.
Is that the people that sort of...
Well, you know, if it's
carry like, it around with
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly. It's lighter in your pockets, yes. I suppose.
It's for, you know,
ergonomically designed.
Ye olde alky
yes,
that carries
exactly.
it around with a plastic bottle. Yes. So when you fall over, it doesn't smash in your
exactly.
pocket.
Exactly. It's health and safety made them.
Yes. I think it's excellent now. You know, they made them specially for us. We could take it anywhere now.
Right.
Perfect.
You think
yeah.
we've done that?
Yeah, I think you've done it very haphazardly, like they say. Yeah, now what's the next thing? Get out the sheet. Okay, beat together remaining 200g of butter with 100g of caster sugar, the ground almonds, light brown sugar, eggs, minced meat, baking powder, polenta, clementine zest and nutmeg until combined. In other words, make the cake.
Then
stir in the soaked sultanas.
That would be the brandy talking.
Yeah, and any brandy left in the bowl, then spoon the mixture on top of the sliced clementines and smooth on the top.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to be as easy as it sounds?
Not if you keep drinking the brandy.
Okay, let's find out.
Lay off the brandy.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. So here we are in the kitchen and we are getting our cake together and
yes.
we're so surprised because it's not like a normal cake.
No.
I was just about to beat the sugar and the butter together, which is what the base of every cake I've ever made in my life. But it's saying put everything
no.
in. No, you told me off.
Exactly. I said, no.
We're swapping roles now. You're telling
exactly.
me off. So what?
Yeah. Nil point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Britain, okay. Go home.
So what do I have to add?
I think this is because they, that's why, for the very softened butter.
Ah.
So that's what you usually are creaming the butter and sugar
yes, you
together.
Are.
Yeah, exactly. But now we got soft butter.
This has
butter.
Been room temperature all day, this unsalted.
Exactly.
So it's gone very...
Just been hanging around.
It's gone very soft.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so we're putting everything in at once.
Gosh, so what's next? I've done three things. I've done the sugar, I've done the butter, and I've done the almonds.
The
what's
ground
next?
Almonds. And you've done, both sugars, light brown and caster sugar. Mincemeat is next.
How much?
200 grams of gluten-free mincemeat.
Well, what's brilliant is this is 411, so I'll just do half of it. Can I use that spoon, or is that annoying for you?
No, that's fine.
I'm using an American...
tablespoon measure.
Oh, smell that. Oh, my God. What was strange about my boarding school was we had it all year round, mincemeat. Yeah, because we had mincemeat sort of tart. It was a pudding.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
you can see. Well, the kids make jam tarts. You can
yeah,
see it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a form
but
of
other
that.
People might remember it. Also, you've done some research into mincemeat.
It was sort of a medieval thing, and it was usually made with beef suet.
Or even venison.
Yeah, exactly. So it's made with meat.
And spices.
Spices, cloves, things like that.
So I think that is very medieval because they loved mixing sort of spices because it proved you were rich, didn't it?
Yeah.
With kind of meats. And then the only way to sweeten things was through using fruit. So, and then what happened to mincemeat?
Well, it fell out of fashion. But the other thing I think before refrigeration. So it's sort of like, you know, you have duck confit that's conserved in fat. And so that's, suet.
So all the sugar.
It.
Yeah.
And the sugar. Yes. And it's sort of the vinegar. It's sort of.
Oh, and it had vinegar in it.
Yeah. It had vinegar in it.
So it kept it. So you could have like it lying around for a couple of days or a few days without a fridge.
So it cured it. Yeah. And so it completely fell out of fashion. But guess who brought it back?
Queen Victoria.
You got it.
Because she invented Christmas.
Exactly. And so then it was brought back as sort of a Yuletime treat, which it remains today.
Yeah, it does. So what's next after adding the
mincemeat? You need some eggs. What else do we need?
How many eggs?
We need 4 large eggs.
Okay, I'm getting
excellent.
Them.
Put your eggs in.
Yeah.
We need baking powder and polenta.
How much baking powder?
The baking powder, we require 2 teaspoons.
Okay.
Yes, but we need the gluten-free, which I believe I do have because I have a friend whose daughter is gluten intolerant, and I do keep one because I do some baking when I go over there.
Oh, you're so clever.
Yeah, it's this way. It's just a little. Ta-da. And you've got teaspoons there.
That,
I know you.
Is that the teaspoon?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I know you razz me for my little measuring spoons, but I do love them, and they were my mother's.
So stop
teasing me. Okay. All right, so we have the baking powder.
What about the polenta?
Yeah,
now, I'm going to check on this. I'm going to read and see whether people that really are celiac can eat it.
What does
it say? So it says...
There is a warning. Allergy advice, not suitable for consumers with an allergy to wheat or barley due to manufacturing methods. So yes,
The polenta by Sainsbury's, even though this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe, wouldn't work. So you might have to go to a health food store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out with your scissors. She's chopping my hands off. That's it. How much polenta, dearest?
200 grams.
Here we are, weighing it. Polenta, Italiano.
There we are.
They use it in their bread there. They use it for everything.
Yeah, okay. It's nice.
I'm adding it. Oh, it'll make it very orange, which will be great.
Exactly.
Radio Gorgeous. Online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. Okay, so we've just added some zest, haven't
we? The clementine zest and juice?
Yeah, yeah. And now we've got the whole nutmeg. Yeah. Which I was surprised you didn't have any.
I know. I don't. I just use the powdered. I've never.
What? You've never
I
used
know.
What?
I know.
You've never used a proper nutmeg.
I'm a nutmeg virgin.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Because I use nutmeg a lot on cabbage and in cakes and curries, you know.
I use it, but I just use the powder.
Oh God, this is when you're American side, you're the lazy cooking side.
All right, so okay. Which do you
yes, you use that one. That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning a new side of my grater.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, how exciting! Oh, that's not hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
All right, do I even know how?
I'd say more, actually. Yeah. More, yeah.
And who doesn't like nutmeg?
Yeah. Well, it smells of Christmas. Can I smell the actual... Oh, my God, I love it.
Oh, that's so much more intense.
And when it comes in a bigger pouch because I bought it in sort of India and Sri Lanka. Uh-huh. And it comes in a big kind of the meg. I'm making that up. It comes in the meg and inside's a nut. Someone can tell me the truth. They can write in. So isn't that exciting? So now you can add nutmeg to everything. And I'm giving you the jar as a
wonderful
present.
Thank you.
There you are.
Marvelous.
Let's smell it now. That smells of very expensive Christmas candle.
No, to me that smells of eggnog.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, now that's an American thing.
Oh yeah, it's insane. It's like drinking raw ice cream and nutmeg.
Oh wow.
And vodka, obviously.
Oh wow, because I know Advocar, which is made of eggs, obviously, but. Okay, is that it all? Is that the last?
I think that we must need to use our.
Do we have to use a whisk or?
Oh yeah. Okay. So now we have to beat them together.
Yeah.
It doesn't say with what. What would you like to use?
I think a wooden spoon.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just gonna go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What size wooden spoon do you want? You want a big one? Yeah,
big one. Yeah.
Nice big one.
Yeah. I'm going to start right now.
Well, and also, you're very good with
Yeah, you see, I'm not.
I know.
I'm not all mod cons like you, Yankee. Yeah. Here, hold this. So I just think of you as a 50s housewife using all your mod cons.
Exactly.
Is mod cons an American expression?
No, not in the
it's
slightest.
It's not. It just sounds so American. Okay, I'm folding it. Oh, my God. I'm loving, this is the best smell. Mm. It literally smells of Christmas.
Between the clementines and the nutmeg and the mincemeat.
It's just, I can't wait to eat this. I'm really looking forward to this. It'd be gorgeous with some, you know, double cream or as they say, vanilla. Some classy vanilla ice cream.
I really want to try, you know, I've been to Sainsbury's and they have like those... And always around Christmas, they have those, that like creams with, you know, sort of Earl Grey flavored or something. I've never
I know
had
what you
those.
Mean, like brandy butter and brandy creams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to try some of those.
They're really good. And you put them on the hot Christmas pudding.
God. That's what, okay. And we've topped out my calorie count.
Yeah, yeah. And we always add it. In fact, we have, one year we made our own brandy butter. Yeah, it's really good.
And how much
funny that, isn't it? I mean,
did you just make toast, slather it with a lot of butter, and pour brandy down your throat? We made brandy butter.
No, you don't put it on toast. You have it kind of on the side. Okay. So you put it on your hot mince pie, or put it on. You know what I mean? It's the most decadent thing.
It's totally decadent.
Now, where's the
Hold on, we've got to put our sultanas.
Oh,
don't forget your boozy sultanas.
Last but not least.
Exactly. So. You're stirring in those and any brandy left in the bowl. Not that with Josephine around there is any.
There we are.
Okay. All right. So you need to be very careful when you plop that on top because you don't want to upset my nicely arranged clementines.
Okay. Coming over.
All right.
I will put it on and then use my little finger I often use to push it on. And then I use the back of a spoon to press down.
Okay.
But first of all, I'll just place...
Yeah, perfect. Well done. De point.
Gosh, our relationship has changed. I'm now the sub, and you're the dom.
Yeah, exactly. We always flip flop.
We do. It's why we get on.
We're versatile.
Yes. Exactly.
Some people are just so stuck in their roles.
Exactly. Whereas we can go from one thing to
top
another.
Top to bottom.
Yeah. Right. Oh, the color of this is stunning. Mm.
That does look really nice.
I'm
actually
so looking forward to this. I'm even thinking of freezing my half because I literally could use it at Christmas. But knowing me, I might have to devour the lot tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's see what's... I would make that as a plan for tomorrow. See what's left.
Yeah, exactly. It's very grainy. It doesn't feel like a normal cake.
Yeah, because of polenta. Yeah.
Really doesn't. Right. That's it. With the back of a spoon, I've swirled it round a little bit more.
You know me, waste not, want not. Yeah. Get that out of the bowl.
Get that out of the bowl. And little finger. Use it on.
Hold on.
God, it does taste very raw, actually. But it just mixed so easily. Because polenta's nothing like flour. Flour's quite complicated.
True. Well, and also it was super soft butter. So
we're very proud of that, aren't we?
In you go.
You don't think it needs to be kind of on a hot, raised up a bit? You don't think in the middle of the oven for baking? I think maybe it should
be. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll flip it around. Yeah, for the other thing, it worked better. I always have this issue with this oven and where to place things.
No, I think because it's famous that a cake should be in the middle of an oven because it's got to get the heat underneath and on top.
I'm not going
to
put that high, so I have this trick that I raise it.
Well, let's hope you trick. Oh, yes, I can see your little trick,
My little trick on
that. Yeah, in it goes.
Perfect.
Oh, and it's lit up. It's glamorous.
It needs lights around.
Bye-bye, cakey poos. We'll see you soon. All right. Okay.
What are we setting it for?
Hang on. What do we know? What it's meant to be on?
Yes,
oh yeah, 200. Yeah. Because you've got an electric oven, haven't you? An old-fashioned one. You're just an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned life. Okay, we're looking. She's looking.
No, bake the cake for an hour to an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, my golly gosh. What are we going to do?
Okay, so for the first 30 minutes, see, that was my thing, because sometimes it gets too brown. But so you cover it with foil after the first 30 minutes. Clever.
Okay.
Before putting it upside down onto a board and allowing the cake...
Well, that's going to be after the hour and 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Yes. So what we need to do is timer on 30 minutes and silver foil at the ready.
Excellent.
And we're going to have our mincemeat, clementine and almond cake. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Actually, that's unlucky. I shouldn't do that. You shouldn't.
Why? Why is that?
Don't you know? You don't drink you can only sing carols on December the 1st.
I thought you don't drink cat. And I was like, what? You don't drink cactus?
No.
Obviously, no one drinks cactus.
No, 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 no. You can't sing carols. Carols.
Well, then why do they start doing all the advertisements?
Oh, it's all bad luck. It's all bad luck. The whole thing, the whole commercialization of Christmas is completely bad luck for our whole country. That's what's happened. That's why it's all gone horribly wrong.
Oh, crumbs. Now you tell me.
The Gorgeous Kitchen on radiogorgeous.com. So we've got the cake out of the oven.
Yes.
And cooled it. How long did that take?
About 30 minutes. And then flipped it over and cooled it some more. And then then made syrup and put that on it.
Are you losing the will, love?
It better be good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure it will be. It smells and looks gorgeous.
You said it cut beautifully.
It did.
The clementines, you could cut straight through them with a knife.
Straight through them, yeah. It's lovely. And look at it. It's
beautiful.
And it
looks, and it's slightly kind of caramelized, slightly kind of burnt at the edges. And it looks just like something out of a magazine or kind of when you go to these really posh, now, you know, there's loads of cafes that sell posh kind of gluten-free cakes. Now, let's have a go. Well, it's still smelling of Christmas. And is it tasting of Christmas?
That's delicious.
It's an orange cake, isn't it? Tastes of oranges, not clementines.
Mm. Well, they're not dissimilar.
same root.
Yes.
God, it's good. Mmm.
Well, the sultanas.
They're not brandy. Too alky.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. It's not boozy, which is nice.
And I do think some double cream with it would be lovely, though.
Perfect. Earl Grey. Little bergamot. I'm obsessed with that stuff.
Well, can you buy bergamot oil and add it to cream or something?
I suppose you could. But no, I noticed that Sainsbury's, maybe it was last winter, last Christmas or something, they had this Earl Grey cream.
The next thing we make then for December, because we know we've got a pudding, I will see if I can purchase the Earl Grey cream.
Exactly.
It's a thumbs up for this one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And we do recommend... Kids, you can try this at home. Thank you so much, Donna. Look, she can't speak.
It's chewy.
Yeah. We like chewy, moist cake. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, darling. In the Gorgeous Kitchen with Josephine and Donna, you'll find this recipe and much more in the November edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2016. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.
Church, I passed along.